Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a line drive towards first. Cash reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler bunts towards the mound. Horlin juggles the ball. That's an error on Horlin. Freehan moves to second. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freehan scores. Oiler moves to third. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-1, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLain fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-1 in the game. Voss hits a pop-up towards short. Oiler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt strikes out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward juggles the ball. That's an error on Ward. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Freehan. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Freehan steals second. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler is 0-for-0 in the game. Oiler strikes out. Two outs. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0-for-1 in the game. McLain takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marv Steil pinch hits for Bob Locker. Marv Steil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steil hits a line drive into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Lowry now pitching. Dwayne Josephson now catching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Lump reaches second base with a double. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lump scores. It's 6-1, Tigers. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson strikes out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler is 0-for-1 in the game. Oiler strikes out. Two outs. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McLain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox won. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 2 in the game. Voss hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Tigers. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kenworthy pinch hits for Frank Larry. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 3 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Horton. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson strikes out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirt strikes out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 2 in the game. Euler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 3 in the game. Skourin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Voss hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Horton, who is chasing the ball. Voss reaches third base with a triple. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.